How do I know I am prepared for marriage? Is it when you graduate from an institution? Or is it when you see bed on your face? Three guys, please. Three gentlemen. Come, Sam. Any two guys can come. Just stand here. It's in the character of God. Thank you, Jesus. It's in the character of God. Look up. To operate in a multifaceted dimension. For instance, we see God operating as Rapha. We see God operating as Sikenu. We see God operating as Sabaoth, right? We also see him in redemption operating as both the lion and the lamb. So it's not unusual for God to be multifaceted in his operation. And he created man in that image. And so for any man to really know that he's prepared and ready for marriage, graduation is not enough reason for you to think you are prepared for marriage. Advancement in age, it's not enough reason for you to think you are prepared in marriage. Now all the brothers look up and sisters also look up. There are three dimensions in every man. Let's call the first dimension the husband. Call the second dimension the father. And call the third dimension the spiritual head. Is that all right? The dimension of a man as a husband defines the scope of his ministry to his wife. It's important for every man to understand that scripturally you have a ministry that is exclusive to your wife. And if you have not trained yourself to be able to carry out that ministry to your wife effectively, you will never be able to get married and you will never enjoy your marriage. The dimension of a man as a husband defines everything, his intimacy with his wife, defines meeting her emotional needs, defines meeting her psychological needs. All of that together defines the role of that man as a husband. Watch this. The danger with this is that many in our society are not husbands. They may be fathers, they may be men of God, and I preach this with a bias to those in ministry. Many pastors are poor husbands. Many leaders are poor husbands because we are busy trying to fend for the family. We are busy trying to do ministry and do this and that. And we forget that there is an exclusive role ordained by God that a man should play to his wife. How many of our mothers are starved of the love, of the attention, the togetherness, the emotional satisfaction that should come on account of complete marriage? There are many pastors, many businessmen, many church leaders, many entrepreneurs, many public figures and celebrities who are starving their wives of this dimension. Every brother here, I want you to know that if you are preparing for marriage, you are also preparing to be a husband. All the brothers say husband. Yes, you must. You are not a husband when a wife comes to you. You are a husband when you are prepared to meet that need. Don't wait for marriage to make you a husband. You are first a husband before marriage. At the point where you are aware of the demands, this dimension trains you to understand who a woman is. Women are fragile. Women are emotional people. The Bible says to dwell with them according to knowledge. One of the greatest ministry of a man at this point is to be able to give his wife what I call emotional security. Watch this. When a man begins to compare the lady he's going out with or his wife with another lady, the lady you are going out with is standing there and you turn and look at another lady and say, my goodness, what in the world is this? What am I looking at? What you are simply telling your lady is you are short of a standard. And you begin to mount pressure on that lady. Every lady wants to come to the man God has given her and feel secure. It is not a news again that both male and female, we all have assets and liabilities. There is nobody, including myself, who is free of assets and liabilities. There are weaknesses, there are strengths. There's nothing embarrassing about it. Are you getting the point now? So, a husband is one who has understood this dimension and will protect his wife emotionally, will protect the lady they are going out with emotionally, because he understands that her love for me is a response to the confidence that I give her. How many ladies get angry the moment they begin to see another lady coming around their man? They are angry, they are resentful, they begin to feel insecure because they feel this sister is obviously finer than me, this sister is obviously this and that than me. And because she knows that the man has not created a track record of celebrating her the way she is, she begins to feel insecure. That's what has brought jealousy. That's what has brought presumption between ladies. Same thing for guys. So brothers, if you want to be, you want to go into marriage, you must realize that you have a responsibility to your wife to protect her emotionally. Protect her emotionally. Women are very vulnerable. The prettiest of all ladies will still need reconfirmations. Forget all that shout, ladies shout. No, I don't need anything. It's a lie. They were designed to work on confirmations. Reaffirmations. How many people are in relationships and never for once, he does not make seeing the lady look like a big deal. He looks like, look, you are easily replaceable. At that point, listen, brothers, if you ever carry any man's daughter and give her an impression she's easily replaceable, you are not being sincere to her. If you don't love her or you think she's not fine enough, leave her alone. God will bring somebody who loves her and will passionately follow her. I hate seeing ladies chasing after guys helplessly. I say, hey, if I shout, he will leave me. Oh, brother, don't leave me. Don't leave me. If you leave, where will I go to? And the guy is happy. He's taking advantage of their vulnerability. Brothers, it must change. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is God speaking to us tonight? How many of our fathers, how many of us have seen our parents, father and mother, just take out time from their busy schedule to sit together and talk? When was the last time you ever saw your father and your mother thinking of not restaurant in the home there, just sitting down to eat and talk? If they are together, they are quarreling. He's rebuking her. He's lost the dimension of a husband. Many people think the dimension of a husband is only the pre-children dimension. So it's the dimension that a man shows a woman until the arrival of children. From the time the woman gets pregnant, the man feels, I've graduated from being a husband. From now henceforth, my work is to be father. Is that not true? And a spiritual head. And so they rob the wife of that emotional dimension. Number two, you are preparing for marriage. It means you are preparing to be a father. Look up, let me tell you something. You are not a father when you have children. The word father is the Greek word Abba, right? The Bible says he's given his spirit whereby we cry Abba, father, father, father. The word Abba means source and sustainer. Not the one who reproduces children necessarily. You are a father when you are the originator of a thing and you are the sustainer. Speaking in the context of marriage, you only become a father when you are a provider and protector. Write it down. Fatherhood has nothing to do necessarily with giving birth to children. This is where a lot of people get it wrong. The moment they have a bouncing baby boy or a bouncing baby girl or some children, they convince themselves that they are fathers. No, sir. In the Bible's view of fatherhood, listen, the Bible's view of fatherhood is not just reproduction alone. It's the ability to provide and protect. Here's what the Bible says about being a father. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. The Bible says, paraphrasing, that any man that cannot provide, protect, cater for his family, it says that he has lost the faith. He has given up the faith and is worse than an infidel or an unbeliever. Brothers, this is a very serious point and I want you to pay attention. Whether you are married or you are preparing for marriage, ask yourself, am I a father? You don't become a father when you get married. You get married because you are a father. Many men are not fathers. The hallmark of fatherhood is responsibility, the ability to provide and protect. It says, but if any provide not for his own. So are you a father? Brothers, ask yourself, I want to marry. The question God is asking you is, are you a father? It's not enough to be a husband. You must be a father. You will have to provide the conducive atmosphere. Provide love. Provide food. Provide shelter. Provide security. Provide the enabling environment for your wife and your children to find expression. Provide spiritual guidance. Provide mentorship. You have to protect your family, right? Protect them against the physical hazards. Protect them against the emotional intrusions of society. That's what it means to be Abba. Abba. So in our generation, when a man is married and does not have children, we say he's a husband but not yet a father. The moment the wife gives birth, we say, finally, I'm now a father. Wrong. Societally correct, but scripturally wrong. Fatherhood is about provision and protection. No gentleman should get into marriage when you are not a father. You are not a father by your age. You are not a father just by longevity of time. You are not a father by the appearance of many children, whether spiritual or physical. You are a father according to your ability to provide. Every lady, ask the gentleman close to you, are you a father? Don't answer. I am matured. I'm not a small boy. Nobody's arguing. We know you are 35. Are you a father? That's what we want to know tonight. Are you a father? I was born 90s. We are not arguing. Are you a father? You neglect fatherhood when you become irresponsible. All the brothers say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be a father indeed. Say it loud, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to provide for my family and to protect my family. Say it again, I receive grace to provide for my family and to protect my family. And it starts with your relationship. Show me how you provide for her and show me how you protect her. I'm not just talking of finances necessarily. Show me your attitude towards responsibility. I can discern your nonchalance about life, nonchalance about people. How many gentlemen do not have this fatherhood consciousness? Let me tell you, when a guy begins to have a fatherhood consciousness, he will travel and go on a trip. Every time he's returning, he's thinking, there are people in my house, or there are roommates that I have. What can I buy for them? Even if it's as little as cheese balls, that's fatherhood. A sense of responsibility. Self-centeredness is dying. You know that it's not about me alone. You are satisfied when people drink from your grace, drink from your finances. You are becoming a father. How many of us travel for 5 months, 5 weeks? You come back and the only thing is the same box you went with. Guys, how you doing? I don't miss you now. Kai, now wow. And you gist everybody. And you see all of them hungry. Say, never chop. And you are just watching. You are not a father. You are a friend. When you call God Father, you are not just calling God Father because you are his son or his daughter. You are calling God Father because as your father, he has made it a point of duty to provide for you and to protect you. He provided salvation. He secures that salvation today. He has provided a platform for you to be a partaker of his divine nature. He has provided a platform for you to enjoy the life, the Zoe life here on earth. That's what makes him a father. Many men deceive themselves thinking because they have the ability to produce babies, or they have produced babies, they are fathers. Fatherhood is not just about reproduction. Fatherhood is about responsibility. So brothers, God is asking you tonight, are you a father? You can train yourself into fatherhood. You can know that you are a father. You are not a father when you marry. You get married because you believe you are a father now. When you understand this, you will never go and carry any man's daughter to get married to her when you know that there is no means for you to eat. You are not a father. At that point, the lady does not have to start asking you, where are we going to eat food? How is money going to come? Because if you are truly a father, you would have made that factor. You would have factored in as part of your marriage and relationship responsibilities that I am Abba, provider, protector. Is God speaking to us tonight? The third dimension for any gentleman preparing for marriage, the third dimension is as the priest. Every man is instituted by God to be the spiritual head of his home. Ladies, that's why it is important and paramount that you must not compromise on the issue of marrying somebody who loves God. Our parents made that mistake. Many young people who are not exposed to this truth have made the mistake. But now you have an opportunity. It matters. Because according to God, he's the spiritual head. God birthed Adam. And so must be responsible. He's his spiritual head. Eve came out of Adam. Everybody looks unto its source. According to God's organogram for family, the woman and her children should look up to the man for spiritual support. The man should be the initiator of Bible studies. He should be the one to teach the children on tithing. He should enforce discipline. He should enforce love. Unfortunately, that's not what we have. In many societies, it's the woman who is trying to get the family to be spiritual. Because there are forces of darkness and they are real. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Children should be able to come to the parlor and see their father lie down and just worshiping and playing worship and just rolling on the floor and giving God praise. I was teaching the school of ministry students yesterday. Did you know that the moment you begin to carry out your priestly responsibility, sooner or later your son or daughter will start copying? Have you seen children do that? That you see a father kneel down, very soon you see the child too will come and kneel down. How many men do you know have taken on their priestly responsibility? That while everybody is sleeping at home, you now hear the voice of the priest. Shekatakatabaya. Room to room, laying hands on the wife and children. Manto pratakatabalataba. These are my children, this is my family. I bring them under the grace, under the prophetic covering. Satan, you have no hand over my wife, over my children. That's what it means to be a spiritual head. Not that they wake you by 7 and say, honey, Bible study is 5. Say, the day you wake me again, I swear to God, I will slap you. Don't play with me. Please, we are not mates. You are here eating, you don't know how I'm bringing the food. Spiritual head. The spiritual head. Every man must take position, and it starts from the relationship. It starts from the relationship. You must take position. Now it's okay, let's be very sincere. There are times when you can enter a relationship with a lady who is more spiritual than you. Are you willing to catch up? Are you willing to grow? That seed of willingness is what we are looking for. You may not be like that as at the time you are in the relationship or even marriage, but do you sustain the seed? Speed Wigglesworth, when he got married, his wife was more spiritual than him. He was a coupler, but he was able to catch up and he became the apostle of faith. How many people have allowed demons to drive their homes into pieces? Your wife is pregnant. That's the time to lay hands on her womb and prophesy. When she gives birth in the hospital, you should be the first to hold the baby. Allow anybody just come from anywhere and soil the destiny of your child, and then you just come too late and you are shouting, hey, why is the baby big? You should be there, you hold the baby and prophesy. Like Anna the prophetess and Simeon the prophet, you hold your child and speak into his destiny. Whenever evil is going on in the family, your life and your ministry is turning upside down. You take your regalia of a husband and put it aside. You take your regalia of a father and put it aside. And wear your prophetic and apostolic robe and tell the devil, I'm not just a husband. I'm not an irresponsible man. And you tell all your children, just leave me. I know these forces. Go and sleep. And they hear your voice. That's manhood, brothers and sisters. That's being a man. You take the spiritual atmosphere. You move out with buckets of water oil and anointing oil around the length and breadth of your house. And you are prophesying, commanding the forces of darkness to bow. Your child brings a result. And you find out that the result is not motivating. You lay hands on him and say, you are my son. Everyone looks like his source. I lay my hands on you. Not to get cane and start flogging him and playing ball with your child because he's embarrassing you. Let me tell you, the world that we live in is no longer the world of physical strength. It's the world of spiritual capacity. He may be a bubble, but let him be a man of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because a day will come, jeans will not save you. Polo shirt will not drive demons. It is on the strength of the understanding of mysteries. Have you seen families where sickness just breaks out? Mother is sick, brother is sick, father is sick, and you see the man running confused. He has not learned the mysteries. That's the time for him to get communion and say, my wife, prepare communion. Man takatata reketekete, and he lays hands on it and say, by this tree, the Bible says, the spirit, the water, and the blood, and you minister communion to your family. Brothers, I challenge you, make your home like this. It is within your power to make it so. It may not be so for ladies because they submit to a man. You are not submitting to anybody in the home. That means your home is a reflection of whether you pay attention to what I'm hearing tonight. I've made up my mind that my home will be exactly what I will tell you. I must take on my priestly position. Many men have allowed the devil to ride through their families and wreck and destroy their homes. The Bible says occupy. You occupy through dominion. 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 Your wife gives birth to two or three children and you are expecting more, and it looks like the devil has closed up her womb and all of that, and you are just smiling and saying, don't worry, it will happen. What are you saying? Get angry one night, and while she's sleeping, you just come and sit by the side of her bed. And when she wakes up, say, no, you just continue sleeping. I know what I'm doing. I come in the spirit of Eli, and you are speaking and prophesying. Let me tell you, there is no woman I know who will not want that kind of man by her side. A man, ladies, am I speaking to you? Guys, you think ladies just want money. Let me tell you the truth. Many ladies, especially those who are loving God, know sincerely that it takes more than money. You can have all the money in the whole world and anything can go wrong. But a man of stature, not a physically macho man necessarily, a man with capacity in the spirit, that any spirit that is flying around the vicinity of your family, when it gets here, say, hold on, I know this guy. We know the weight he carries in the spirit. When the devil wants to touch your wife, and he realizes that she's bearing your son's name, he knows that that woman has been implicated. Brothers, when you become a husband, a father, and a minister, you are ready for marriage. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So right now, while you are sitting, some of you are husbands, congratulations. Are you a father? Some of you are only priests. Mr. Man, let me tell you, you are not only going to be casting out spirits and devils. You don't cast out devils every day. Right now, the atmosphere is okay. Be a husband. Be a friend. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Let's go to the ladies quickly. Please sit down.